Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Artificial intelligence, search engines. Right now, it's magic to talk to ChatGPT, to ask it questions about cars or your own life or books that you've read. However, there are specialists now thinking about the power of artificial intelligence and search engines, and I welcome someone who's thinking a good deal about it, Michael Gusenbauer. His website is searchsmart.org, and Michael has an editorial in the recent issue of Nature magazine, the premier peer-reviewed magazine in Europe, in the world, talking about search engines for scientific inquiries, for researchers themselves. At the end of every Nature article will be lengthy citations of other papers that speak to the construction, no matter what the discipline, from astronomy to biology to beyond. However, using the power of AI has its challenges, I learned from Michael. Michael, a very good evening to you. Thank you for this. We need to begin with some definitions used in your excellent piece at Nature. What is a large language model, and how does it work for researchers? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. Thank you for having me. A large language model is some kind of artificial intelligence algorithm that uses some techniques, some deep learning techniques, and huge data sets to generate a model. And this kind of technology is now used increasingly in academic search too. So there is a new breed of academic search systems that are assisted by this new artificial intelligence technology. And the piece in Nature I wrote kind of should sound the alarm on those kind of models because they are not yet reliable in all circumstances. And I say, my claim is that we need to scrutinize them. So we need to understand what they can do very well and what they cannot do so well. So we use them in ways that help the scientific advance.
Right.
And we don't get biases and limitations.
What I learned from you is that Google Scholar and PubMed, we could also include assisted search systems such as Bing, but Google Scholar and PubMed are wonderful systems with vast resources, but they're not reliable enough to be articulate at the level that scientists need. There's a technical term that you use here about what the trouble is with AIs. They hallucinate. What does that mean, Michael?
First of all, I need to say that all systems are different. So you cannot throw them in one basket. And this is saying Google Scholar and PubMed. Those two systems are what I would call conventional, traditional systems that have been around for some time already. So I'm not talking about those systems. They are using more conventional methods, non-AI based methods. But it's the new breed of systems that emerged recently. Bing introduced AI capabilities recently, but also dedicated academic search systems like Elicit.org, Consensus.app, and SciSpace. Those are using AI deliberately for searching for academic literature. And those systems can hallucinate. And that means that they make up facts that are not true, and they might identify papers that are not existent. So they sometimes come up with things that sound really plausible, that sound really well. So they do what they can do best, those models. They can create nice sounding texts, but at the expense of accuracy. And that's what I'm criticizing and what I say needs to be investigated very thoroughly to define the cases where those systems increase the productivity of researchers while not harming the scientific enterprise by introducing bias and limitations we are not yet understanding fully.
Yes, you very carefully say that these systems are black boxes. In other words, you're not looking to get inside of their algorithm. You're looking at how they can generate information that is not useful or can be misleading or can be inaccurate. And your website, searchsmart.org, has an answer to it. How does it work for you, Michael?
Thanks for referring to the website. So the website was launched a few months ago, and it was actually designed in an age when we didn't have large language models yet in academic search, at least. So it was a pre-AI era website, or it is a pre-AI era website. So the systems that are currently investigated are conventional systems, including Google Scholar, PubMed, and I think in total now we have 97 of different academic search systems, which are all doing different things. So some are focused on business, some are focused on medicine, some are very comprehensive, and some are very niche. And what the website does is it tells you exactly which system is best for you. So a medical researcher might find that PubMed is the best, but maybe not in all circumstances. And SearchSmart tells you about the details of capabilities and limitations of those systems.
So you're comparing and contrasting excellent scientific search sites that may not be articulate enough for the discipline that's looking.
Yes, that's correct. So my motivation behind that was I was talking to PhD students in some disciplines, and I'm always curious in what ways they are looking for literature. And I found that some are really searching very narrowly and using, for example, SpringerLink, which is a very, it's a publisher. So, and it's one publisher out of many. And if a person just searches through SpringerLink, which is a good service, but on the other hand, a very focused one. So you're missing out on, I don't know, 80% of relevant articles. So you're focused, and those people are not aware of the wealth of possibilities of identifying literature out there. And that was a big motivation for me. And now going back to AI, the topic you've chosen, and the comment the nature is about. So the call I raised was that we now need to also investigate those new breeds, the new breed of search systems, including the ones I mentioned, like Elicit.org or Bing, also including into my website. But we are still grasping, so we're still not sure which tests we need to employ specifically, because those systems are so new, the tests also need to be adapted to these new possibilities. And you've mentioned hallucinating. There's also some other issues like reproducibility. So if you go on bing.com, you type in some question and you get a wonderful answer, and 1 minute later you type in the same question, you get another wonderful answer, but the two answers will sound differently. So it's not reproducible what those systems produce, and not even the engineers that have access to the systems, to the black box, they don't understand or fully understand the black box themselves. So and those are just the very obvious examples. So hallucination and non-reproducibility are obvious problems, but there's likely a lot of other problems out there that we have no names for yet. And we need to investigate those also. And we need to create reliable tests for those problems, because the systems behind those search engines or search systems, as you might call them, they also change from time to time. So the engineers are updating the models constantly, trying to improve the outcomes.
Michael Gusenbauer, the site is searchsmart.org. It's early days. ChatGPT is one example of the future.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.